the greatest thing you can do, in a way, is to martyr yourself to the French Foreign Legion. Yes. That's the model, is the dead soldier, in a way.
Yes, sure. Yes, I mean, the Legion makes a great deal of this. Its most important battle, the Battle of Cameroon, which was fought in Mexico in the 19th century, virtually the entire unit was surrounded by a vast Mexican force. There's only a little more than 100 legionnaires surrounded by, I think it's around about sort of 2,000 Mexicans. And the Mexicans kept on asking them to surrender. It was a hopeless battle. There was no way they could win. But the French refused, and they carried on fighting until there were just a handful of them left, and they'd run out of ammunition. And they just said, right, charge. And they threw themselves at the Mexicans and were virtually wiped out. There were a few wounded survivors. And although technically it was a battle lost, it sort of showed the heroism, the refusal to surrender, the refusal to give up, which has always been an important part of the Legion. And on the anniversary of the battle every year, an account is read out to all the troops, and it's the sort of holy day, as it were, to carry on the religious metaphor,
yeah.
Holy day for the Legion.
Yeah, to celebrate the anniversary of what the worst possible defeat.
Yeah.
I mean, they celebrate the idea that a small group of the French Foreign Legion was able to hold off this huge Mexican regiment for as long as they did,
yeah,
because they were that good, they were that strong, and they were determined to die fighting. I mean, they ended up having at the end of the battle, there were three left?
I think it was three left, yes, who were vaguely standing. Everyone was wounded. And the Mexicans were very gallant about it. They looked after these last few survivors, didn't kill them out of hand, which they might have been expected to do.
Right, and they instead sent them back to France to bring the body of the general back or something.
Yes, so it was their captain, Captain Donjou, who was the leader of that little band of legionnaires.
Let's talk about the hand.
Oh, Captain Donjou's hand.
Yeah, the hand.
Yes.
Like,
yes.
The hand. This is like, if there's, before when I said something about the French Foreign Legion that's like a zombie army, because they all essentially, they're all dead when they join. Your old life is dead, and you now belong to the Legion. Something else helps it may be like a zombie army, and that's a worship of the dead hand.
Yes. Well, Captain Donjou was a French officer who joined the Legion. And he had his hand blown off in the Crimean War, fighting for the French against the Russians. And they made him a hand out of wood, highly polished walnut. I'm not quite sure what wood was chosen. It was a wooden hand, and it looks a bit sort of ghastly in a way, but it sort of mimics the human hand. And it just certainly does look rather ghoulish. Your idea of a zombie army is certainly true as far as that hand. But its importance was that Captain Donjou led the French detachment at the Battle of Cameroon, which we talked about a little earlier. And after the battle, the hand was recovered, and it was taken with great ceremony back to the Legion's museum, firstly in Algeria, but now in the south of France. And it's a very venerated relic. In fact, it's very much like the old medieval relics of the Middle Ages, and it's venerated and honored and polished and brought out on special occasions.
What do they do with the hand when they bring it out on special occasions? Are the troops expected to parade past it?
Well, they don't do that so much these days, but every legionnaire, as part of his induction into the Legion, every potential legionnaire, is taken to the Legion Museum and showed various artifacts of the Legion that have been accumulated over the years. And Captain Donjou's hand is one of the most important things that the young legionnaire is walked past, and the whole story is explained to him. And it's, I suppose, if there's one thing, one key relic that the Legion has, it's Captain Donjou's hand.